All right, so it's 4:56 p.m. What happened was, today, I'm in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I was supposed to fly, we were supposed to fly here, Jacqueline and I, Mike Pabitley, we were all supposed to fly to Ann Arbor, Michigan this morning. But what happened was, last night, Mike's like, dude, I don't want to fly because I'm afraid of this fucking flu. Everywhere, the flu is, everybody goes on a plane, gets sick. So let's just drive to Michigan. So we drove to Pittsburgh last night, stayed in a hotel, got up, drove here, and then ate here. And now I'm in my hotel room. But we got up too early this morning in Pittsburgh, and I didn't get a chance to record. So now I'm recording now in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So sorry. You know, we're almost at the end of the run here of the season. The year one of Overslept, and I'm still fucking it up. Sorry. But here we are. And I don't think anybody really cares. There was an uptick in listenership for a little while, and it went back down, so there's not too many of you. I mean, I feel like I don't... when I say that, people are like, what does he mean, not that many? You know, am I the only one? You're not the only one. There's a group. It would be, if I was to go perform a show, to as many listeners as there are to make probably this episode, I'd be like, that was a good show. That was a good size audience, but it's not a podcast audience should fill up a football stadium, and that I'm not doing. Okay. I'm not filling up any size, an arena. But what's the... let's take a look at the news. I have to leave soon. We have to go do the show, so... We have to get to the venue, to the theater, and a little early. After filing for bankruptcy in 2013, Detroit has had 3 consecutive years of a balanced budget and ended 2017 with $53.8 million surplus. Well, that's a nice thing to know now that I'm in Michigan. Maybe I'll bring that up to somebody, at the theater. Someone's like, how you doing? I was like, not as good as Detroit, Michigan. Not as good as, the Motor City with this $53.8 million surplus. Yeah, they thought they were bankrupt. Turns out they're doing pretty well. See, all 955 miners trapped in South Africa rescued. Who doesn't love a miner rescued story? You know, because you can't help but picture yourself mining away and then getting trapped down there and feeling like, okay, this is the end. Fellas, I'm picturing all the other miners as men. Maybe there's women down there in the mine too. I don't know. Not saying a woman couldn't be a miner. I'm saying there's probably a lot less of them. And isn't mining kind of on the way out? Isn't that what got Trump elected? We need more mining. Well. Good for all 955 of those miners, and glad they got out. I'm pro miner. I don't know if I'm pro coal if it's dirty. Just cause, but they say it's clean. I like renewable energy. Is that so wrong? I'm sorry if you're a fossil fuel person. You're like, oh, I don't like renewable energy. I like it to come from dinosaurs, baby. Victim's father lunges at disgrace. Oh, God, I saw this on the news today. I mean, I don't blame the guy. Who does? You can't allow it. It's just not the way the justice system works. It'd be chaos, but... This doctor is a real fucking animal. He's a real... But then, it's also like... You're lunching at the doctor, and I get that. The doctor should be fucking, I'm not literally saying he should be stoned in the street, because that's what I feel like he should happen, like a public stoning, which I'm not against. I can get biblical. But I'm saying that because I have no power of legislative power. I wouldn't vote for that, I don't think. But I'd like to imagine it, and I say he should. And I'll say it to you: he should be stoned in the street. But I guess I already said this, but it's just like the Catholic Church. I get more angry at the system and the people that cover this shit up than the actual perpetrators, because the perpetrator, like that dude is a monster, but he's also, there's some kind of fucking crazy mental illness going on with somebody like that. But then these other motherfuckers are covered up because it's inconvenient. The guy, you can't find another fucking doctor? Jesus Christ. It's a fucking doctor. There's a million of them. You know, they should have, as soon as one kid said, he's looking at me kind of funny. Get the fuck out of here, you perv. Yeah, you're gone. And then just don't let them be your kids. Am I talking crazy? No, I'm talking common sense. You know it. I'm a straight shooter. I don't know what that character I was just trying to make up was. It's the guy that says the obvious thing and then acts like he's a genius. That's who I... Stanley, 95, reportedly rushed to the hospital. He's an old motherfucker. Well, I heard he might have... What he was... There was... there was some accusations that he was being... grabbing nurses or something. But, man, I loved Marvel comic books as a kid. I ain't gonna lie. Spider-Man, X-Men mostly. But I loved Marvel comic books. So I love Stan Lee. I hope he didn't do nothing wrong. And but he's 95 years old. He's being rushed to the hospital, which makes me think he might be moving on to the next plane. Whatever that means. I don't know if I believe in anything. I want to believe in an afterlife, but it's kind of hard to imagine. I don't know why somebody can't just tell us. Just fucking let us know for real. Like, just one of these people that died and came. Well, those people try to say something. I think they make shit up. There was that one kid that said he went to heaven, and then he wrote a book, and his parents made a bunch of money, and then when he got older, he said, yeah, I made that shit up. I didn't go to fucking heaven. He died and came back, or his heart sighed, and then he's like, I saw Grandma, and she said, she loves you. And they sold a bunch of books. It was a pretty good scam. I'll give the kid that. He's a man now, but... It's a good scam. ExxonMobil posts $8.4 billion profit, largely from new tax law. Well, isn't that great? Exxon is making more money. I don't know what to make of that. They're scumbags. I had to look this up, but they suppressed how damaging to the environment the use of gas is, right? They did some shit like that. Allegedly, I don't know, throwing around accusations. I forget the study. Montana governor signs order to force net neutrality. Well, there is some good news, Montana. Thank you, Montana. Thank you, Montana Governor. We don't know your name because your state is not big enough for us to... In population, I understand it's quite large in square footage. But we measure things in population. If you have a whole big thing and nobody lives on it, so what? I mean, in terms of like power and voting and what you should have, I don't know. But Montana's pretty chill. They're worried about neutrality. So am I. All right, I gotta go. But see you tomorrow. And then a few days after that, we're almost done. holy shit, email me if you want me to keep the show going. And if you don't, no hard feelings. See you tomorrow. We love you.